With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
It's my check! It's my check! The podcast by Mike Myers! And we're clear.
Oh, hello, horny babies, and welcome to another episode of Mike Check with Cameron James and Alexi Toliopoulos, the only podcast that goes through the entire filmography of Mr. Mike Myers. Who is Mr. Mike Myers? Well, Mr. Mike Myers is one of the greatest forces of comedy and goodness and everything nice in cinematic and comedy history.
And who are you?
My name is Alexi Toliopoulos, one of the titular characters of this program. And who might you be?
My name is Cameron James, one of the other titulars. Now, which titular do you prefer?
I prefer my very own.
All right, baby.
Titulars.
Yeah, everyone likes their own brand.
That's my porno parody of Dracula.
It's titular. Well, okay, if you've never listened to Mike Check before, this is the tone of the show.
We're going to be goofing, we're going to be sploofing.
We do mostly sploofing, to be honest. That's where you splooge and you goof at the same time.
And you
time.
Go, huh, me? Yes, me.
Very, very funny, horny stuff.
Okay.
This is a great episode so far.
This is... Should we reset?
No. Okay. We're in it. We have to commit to it.
We're stuck to it now. Okay, yeah. So this is one of those episodes where something happens in the world of Mike Myers and we have to rush to the mics, put all the shit together, flick them on and get in on ground zero.
This is breaking Mike news.
Yes.
The Mike Check Republic is buzzing at the moment.
It shooketh right now.
Yeah.
And as the historians of everything Mike Myers, we are the chroniclers of Mike Myers in the modern age right now. This is something we have to talk about. We're going to be talking about that one scene from Baby Driver.
We're just going to talk about it.
We're going to talk about that one scene from Baby Driver. If you don't know what Baby Driver is the movie breaking box office records around the world right now.
It's Edgar Wright's new action musical smash.
And if you want to hear us talk about the whole movie, you are on the wrong podcast.
Sorry, but there is a Wright podcast called the Blank Slate Movie Podcast, hosted by... Alexi Toliopoulos and Cameron James.
Two good buddies of ours.
Great guys. The titular stars of that podcast. And they, this week, reviewed the film properly. So if you want to listen to it, pop on over to the Blank Slate to hear some serious criticism. Those guys don't spoof at all.
They no spoof in time. Maybe they'll goof up, but it's not an actual goof.
No, but we're not here to talk about that movie. So if you've listened to both, don't worry. We're not going to repeat anything.
We are just talking about that one.
We're talking about that one scene.
That one scene.
You know what scene?
There is one scene in this movie, Baby Driver, directed by Edgar Wright, 2017 movie, stars Ansel Elgort and a
Lily
bunch
James.
Of Lily James, Jamie Foxx,
John Hamm, Juan Jamon,
beautiful Spanish actor,
and many more.
Many more. Kevin Space Cadet.
But there's one scene in particular in that film that we're going to talk about. And you, if you don't know what it is, you're not listening to the right podcast.
You are listening to the wrong podcast. We have been getting message after message about that one scene from Baby Driver.
Yeah. And that's what we're going to talk about. And I tell you why I'm excited about talking about it. Because, look, you and I, we're out there in the world.
We... Allegedly, we are.
We are. We do leave the Mic Check Republic from time to time.
We leave the safety of our micronation, the Mic Check Republic, out into the world to explore what's going on, bring stuff back for us back home at the Mic Check Republic.
And in our ventures out, we do, from time to time, meet some horny babies.
We do. Every now and then, we'll meet them.
We come face to face with the beautiful horny babies. And can I just say quickly, nothing gives me greater joy than when someone says that they're a horny baby.
Yes.
Because whenever anyone says hello or talks to me in public, I immediately think I've done something wrong.
It makes me feel naughty.
And I'm about to be reprimanded for some slight that I've done. And then when they say, I'm a horny baby, I feel like I found
my peeps. Yes.
Be familiar.
Yeah, totally.
And there's an instant ease and we both relax.
They
and
get
we have
it.
A chat.
Instead of saying, whenever it's happened, and I say, all right, see you later. They're like, party on. I'm like, oh, yeah, sorry, party on.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We got to speak the lingo.
We got to speak that language that we speak.
So I met some horny babies over the weekend, and I know you meet some horny babies too. And I met a lovely young horny baby named Rose.
Okay. Hello, Rose.
Hello, Rose. Thanks
Rose,
for listening.
Thank you for being horny out there in the world.
We met at the Comedy Store and we were chatting and Rose asked, will you guys be doing the Gong Show every week? And I just want to say, absolutely not.
Mm.
We will not be doing that. We're going to take time out every now and then. Every couple of weeks we'll do it. But this is an episode that is all about current history, the minutiae of Mike. This is what we got into the game for. This is us further unpacking the mystery of Mike.
Chronicling him. And this, I would say, 2017 might be the year of Mike Myers.
That's the thing. That's what's so exciting about this. We have found more Mike news, more things to talk about than we ever dreamed.
I can't believe it. There's been several times where we've had to do a breaking news episode about Mike Myers. And I think that's because of us to an extent.
I honestly do think so.
I mean, not only does Mike Myers have a whole podcast dedicated to him in the year 2017, he has a new movie coming out later in the year, Terminal, starring Margot Robbie and produced by Margot Robbie.
Wow.
Yes, I've been researching.
That's great.
He had a book come out called Canada by Mike Myers.
He's currently starring, allegedly, in ABC's The Gong Show.
Yes, we are a Gong Show recap podcast every now and then.
This is a big year for Mike. In many ways, it's a comeback year, and it makes me want to come on a few backs, let me tell you.
If I wanted my comeback, I'd ask your mother to wipe her mouth.
Excuse me?
You're excused.
And I think the reason that it's a comeback year is that it's us. We've brought him into the foreground. And great artists are starting to recognize
Recognize? They really are.
They're recognizing him. They're paying homage to Mike.
And that one scene from Baby Driver by director Edgar Wright certainly do that.
So we should start unpacking it.
Let's get into it.
This is that one scene from Baby Driver by the Mic Check Boys.
Baby.
Doc said Michael Myers.
This is Mike Myers.
It should be the Halloween mask.
This is a Halloween mask.
No, the killer dude from Halloween.
Oh, you mean Jason.
No!
Baby, you tell me who does.
So Baby Driver is the new film from Edgar Wright. And there's one scene in it where Mike Myers is heavily featured. It is a classic joke that we have perhaps made ourselves.
We've definitely had people make it to us.
Yes, and it is funny.
It is funny.
It's a funny joke. Funny. It's an undeniably funny joke.
Should we give some context for the scene?
Yes.
Okay, so this is a heist movie, if you've never seen it. So the lead character, the titular Baby Driver.
The baby.
And no, when I say titular, I know you're thinking of the classic character, the porn parody of Dracula.
Where she's got, instead of fangs, boobs coming out of her mouth.
It's not that character.
It's not that character. And it is actually quite a groovy baby character.
Yeah, this guy's, baby's in the name. So you know what you're getting.
You know it's going to be fun. It's going to be pretty shagadelic.
Yeah. The Baby Driver himself is a getaway driver for a group of criminals. And in this scene, the criminals are about to rob an armored car.
Yes.
And they need a disguise to disguise their faces.
The dress code for this one, Often it comes up in the film, what's the dress code? The dress code for this one was Michael Myers.
Michael Myers masks. Get some Michael Myers
Halloween masks.
Yes.
And Michael Myers is the titular character.
Now, when you say titular, do you mean...
our character?
Are you talking about the porn...
No, I'm not talking about titular.
Okay. right. Sorry. Sorry. That's on me. That's on you.
Yeah. I'm talking about the movie Halloween and the movie Halloween 2, Halloween 3, Season of the Witch, Halloween 4, the Return of Michael Myers, Halloween 5, The Curse of Michael Myers, Halloween H20, Resurrection or whatever it's called. There's a lot of movies in this franchise and it stars a psychopath called Michael Myers. Not to be confused with the psychopath Mike Myers.
But now, I would say that the character of Michael Myers is one of the most iconic horror movie slasher villains of all time.
And when you say Halloween mask, Michael Myers, one thing comes to your head. And that thing actually is a mask that was actually based on the head of Bill Shatner, who is a Canadian, not unlike Mike Myers. So you can see how things get a little bit fucked up in the head of yours.
Hey, speaking of psychopaths, horny babies, I need you all to understand what I'm looking at right now. And Alexi is flailing his arms around dramatically.
I'm gesticulating.
He looks like a Muppet.
Yeah.
Like a horny Muppet.
I think that is... me to a T, darling.
Yeah, no, this is you to a T. you're trouble.
Help, I'm in a T.
Help, I'm stuck in a tea bag. Okay, so
we crack each other up, don't we?
We just have a real spoof off.
So enough of the spoofs. Let's get back to the truth.
Okay, so when you hear dress code, Michael Myers Halloween mask, you think... Bill Shatner white mask.
Yeah, I'm going to put on a jumpsuit, put on that mask and go...
Yeah. Now, what do the villains do in this movie when they hear Michael Myers mask?
Well, one of them fucked up. Who was it that fucked up?
I think it was not Flea. It was the other guy, JD.
Yeah, JD, the character. JD.
JD fucks up.
And what does he get? He doesn't get a bag of Michael Myers masks. This idiot gets a bag of Mike Myers masks. Austin Powers masks.
Yeah, which I didn't know existed.
Oh, God.
Do they exist in the world?
If the horny babies out there can just buy us a present, just send us those Mike Myers masks that were actually used in the movie, that would be a real treat.
We want only legit film memorabilia
that was actually used in the movie Baby Driver for that one scene.
Yeah, we want the real Mike Myers masks. We also, if you could get your hands on that suitcase from Pulp Fiction.
Oh, that'd be a dream.
We would love that.
And if you can get me the Shaguar. Yeah. If you can get me the Shaguar from Austin Powers.
Yeah, and if you get me titulars. Wait a minute.
The titular tits from Titular. Yeah, that's what I would really want.
Now, when she gets stabbed with a stake,
wouldn't
it's actually it's actually a phallus. Yeah,
it's actually some dude's dong.
Yeah, it's a wood. Yeah, like a wood.
Yeah,
dong.
Van Helsing.
That's sick.
Yeah, it's
Van
actually
Van Humping
awesome.
In that movie, right?
He's called Van Humpling. Van Humphrey actually says, yeah, hope you don't mind, I've got some garlic breath.
That's a great fucking movie.
Yeah,
man.
It's got great dialogue.
Yeah.
Really, really great dialogue.
I love that shit.
You got to check out Titular, guys.
Okay, so JD, the character, buys a bag of Mike Myers masks and they all wear them to the robbery. And the scene is in the trailer. Or at least part of it is. And they all argue, but you said a Mike Myers mask. No, I said a Mike Myers Halloween mask. This is a Mike Myers Halloween mask. Oh my God, you're right. Groovy baby. And then they all go do the robbery wearing these Austin Powers masks.
But that's not the end of it.
No.
This actually continues for quite a long time and is referenced for maybe the next three scenes.
Yeah, I thought it was just going to be a one-off gag. I was ready for it. But then
it was
sort of
entwined
around
with the movie.
Yeah.
The spirit of horniness that Austin Powers does emit out into the world really is in this movie.
Yeah, it really is.
Because Jamie Foxx says groovy, baby.
When there's a big chase scene that follows it. Okay, so the robbery goes sour, believe it or not.
Yeah, they things do not
they
turn
get
out
caught
as
by
plans.
A vigilante soldier type man who takes it upon himself to chase them in his own car and shoot at them with a gun that he has. He has a semi-automatic gun for some reason. It's cool.
It's really cool.
And they're still wearing the masks. And then they finally get away from this bozo, and Jamie Foxx turns to the boys and famously says, "Not groovy, JD. Not groovy."
Mm.
Which is a spin on Austin Powers' famous line, "Groovy baby."
Groovy baby. Yeah.
Yeah,
do
groovy
I make
baby.
You groovy
yeah.
baby.
No. Yeah. No, he says, "Do I make you horny, baby?"
Yeah, groovy.
Yeah. So I thought that was funny. I thought that was maybe that's a good tag for the joke.
Little tag.
Not groovy. Mm-hmm. But then it still pops up again and again and again a few more times.
Yes.
Jamie Foxx, later on, they I'm going to spoil Baby Driver.
Spoil Baby Driver. Guys, spoilers for the new movie Baby Driver. And we're not talking about the spoilers on the back of the cars in the movie.
No, and by the way, the fucking cars are sick in that movie, man. They're fucking sick.
Hey, they're no Shaguar, they're no Mirthmobile, they're no Groupie. No Groupie gives little cushion.
Cushion with wheels that he drives around, which is famous.
Heck, it ain't even Donkey from Shrek, the other vehicle that Mike Myers uses to get around.
If anyone can get me that fucking little pillow that drives around, like genuine memorabilia of it, I will be so grateful.
Yeah.
I can't even tell
if
you
someone
how
could,
it.
If a guy could buy it for me and then also be the pilot for it so I can sit on it. Drive me around about my day.
You know what I reckon I need memorabilia-wise? I need Guru Pitka's fucking chastity belt, dude.
Yeah, you. If anyone needs it, it's you.
I'm always on the job. I'm always doing it. I need to put that belt on and you'll be hearing gongs left, right, and center.
Yeah, there's going
to
be a gong show happening right over here.
I bar up too much, maybe. Yeah. Way too much.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is cool, actually.
Okay, it's really cool, I guess. So.
Yeah. Okay, what was I saying?
You were talking about how scene in Baby Driver really honors it.
Now,
so
they
spoilies.
This
for
is
it.
A spoiler for it. They guru, JD has fucked up. I nearly called him Guru Pitka.
Guru Pitka. Guru Pitka fucked up. And that's why the Love Guru bombs. But anyway, let's get back to Baby
Driver. Back to that one scene from Baby Driver. Yeah. JD fucked up big time, and Jamie Foxx will not let that slide.
He will not.
Off screen, he disposes of JD.
Mm-hmm.
How? Via a bullet in the head.
Yes.
And
which is known as one of the ways Austin Powers does kill people. So
he shoots people in the head.
Yeah.
Does he?
I don't know. I'm trying to think if Austin has ever shot anyone to death.
I don't think so. Mm. He's used penis pumps.
Yeah.
To dispose of people.
Well, we don't. Maybe he also did that as well.
Do you reckon we need a gritty Austin Powers where you see blood
come out of the penis pump? If we could do a recut of Austin Powers where there's more blood coming out of
kinda
the penis pump.
Kind of like the Topher Grace Phantom edit.
Yeah, we'll do a cool Topher Grace style thing. Topher Grace is one of the coolest guys in showbiz right now. I mean, the guy cut together his own Star Wars movie from the Star Wars trilogy of prequels.
I mean, the cunt played Venom.
I mean, come on. The guy's in the movie In Good Company.
Yeah. Dude,
and
he's
a titular
cum.
He's a titular cum in Good Company.
Now, when you say titular,
no,
okay, different thing.
Yeah,
no. So yeah, okay. Jamie Foxx says, "Guess what? I took him out."
Mm-hmm.
And the way he tells him that he took him out is that he holds up the Austin Powers mask, and it has a bullet hole in the head.
Yeah.
And he holds it in front of his face.
Before that, sorry. That's shocking imagery for a guy like me.
Oh, my goodness.
To see that, I'm like, what have you done to Mike?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God, it's just the
mask.
You
know what it made me think of? It made me think of just very recently, recent news, Kathy Griffin had a photo of herself holding a mask of Donald Trump covered in blood to look like a decapitated Donald Trump head.
Yeah.
And when I saw Jamie Foxx...
And yes, when I originally saw that image and poor Donald Trump said, "My poor little baby boy, Baron," freaked out.
Yeah.
The expert, Baron Trump, freaked out. I was like, whatever, man.
I was like, whatever, man.
But I watched this as a tyke of Mike.
Yeah.
Seeing my puppy up there on the screen.
And Jamie Foxx, who When you see him, you instantly think of Electro.
Yeah.
You think of Electro.
Yeah, you think this guy is a villain. He plays Electro in The Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, and then you see
The Rise of Electro.
You see him hold up the head of Mike Myers with a bullet hole in it. I mean, can you tell the listeners how you felt? What went through your...
I felt shock. I'm like, what have they done to Mike?
Yeah.
They've chopped Mike's head off and shot him in the head.
Because for a moment, you forgot that you were watching cinema.
I forgot. Sometimes scars get swept away.
Yeah.
Not unlike the movie starring Madonna, directed by Guy Ritchie.
Now, that's Guy Ritchie's best film.
Yeah, obviously. That or Revolver, those two.
I liked Rock and Roller.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So you felt shock, you felt... And then how long did it take you to realize that it was just one of the masks from the earlier scene?
Probably 1 second. Yeah. But I felt a lot. Felt a lot in that 1 second.
Yeah, that's a
joke. I freaked out. Yeah. I screamed.
Did you really?
Yeah, I was like, Mikey!
And then it dawned on you and you had to pretend you were just talking about your Mikey card.
Yeah, sorry, I've left my Mikey in Melbourne.
Yeah. Which is for our interstate or even international... horny baby.
Or even people that live in Victoria but
and
not
don't
in Melbourne.
Know what it is. A Mikey card is a form of public transport card that you tap on and off trains and trams
And I had to explain that to everyone in the cinema. I was like, guys, you are in Sydney. You don't get this. I know this is the premiere of this movie. There's a lot of celebrities in the room, including Lily James, who is in the movie. I'm like, sorry, Lily James.
Yeah.
But... I am Mike's Tyke. I'm one of the spiritual sons of Mike Myers. In fact, I've got a whole podcast, so I don't have a card to give you, but here's my hat.
I lost my Mikey card, so I can't. Look, it's a mess. I'm just going to sit back down, guys.
Anyway, roll the tape. Continue the movie.
Because they paused, right?
They paused. They're like, what's wrong with this boy?
Yeah.
He's acting like his own father was decapitated and held by a former comedian on the screen.
Wow. Yeah, this is classic... Baron Trump. Mm. That was your Baron Trump
moment. That was my Baron Trump moment.
Yeah. We've all had one.
We've all had our Baron Trump moments. Some of us get it later than others. And some of us get it really early on. I wasn't until I was 26 when I got my Baron Trump moment.
Yeah, Baron Trump's moment was actually the titular Baron Trump moment. And when I say titular, I must say that I'm not talking about the porn character. Okay. So, yeah, I felt the same way.
Yeah.
I'm watching that up on screen. I'm thinking, Mike has been decapitated and then shot in the face. And then it dawns on me.
And then they rip the skin off his head.
Yeah, and it's all empty in there, but the glasses have stayed on.
Well, it's part of the character.
And then I realize, oh, no. This is just
a mask from 3 seconds ago.
And so I get back into the world of it. And then Jamie Foxx, he holds the mask in front of his own face and he speaks in an Austin Powers impression. He says, groovy baby or something. Like I can't actually remember what he says, but he says
this doesn't make me horny, baby.
Something like that. And it's, look, I don't know, of all the Austin Powers impressions I've seen...
It's one of the best ones.
It's definitely one of the best.
Do you think in that moment, Jamie Foxx took the liberty and took the time and the effort to perfect his Austin Powers impression as an audition for the rumored Austin Powers 4 to replace Austin, to replace Mike as Austin, or to play Mike's son?
The young Austin Powers, Austin Jr.?
Yeah, or to play the son of Austin Powers?
Wow. You know, when we think about Jamie Foxx, we think of an
Oscar-nominated actor.
An intense Oscar-nominated actor who...
has a bluish hue to his skin and anger issues.
Now, he famously did... It was Oscar-nominated for his impression of Electro.
Yes.
The Amazing Spider-Man 2, The Rise of Electro. And so... That character was so lauded that he then appeared in a Kanye West song.
Yeah.
Where as the character Electro.
Yeah.
And he sang the hook from that song. Yeah. I mean, the guy knows what he's doing.
He gets it. He's a Hollywood insider.
Yeah, he gets it.
He's a Hollywood insider.
And I really do think that if we were going to get a new actor step into the role. And let's count. Let's step through it. We've had a few. We've had four actors play the role of
Mike Myers.
Mike Myers probably most famously played
Austin Powers. The most famous actor to play Austin Powers.
Second most famous actor?
Yes.
Definitely Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise. Yeah. Because in the year 2017, with everything that's happening right now, Mike Myers, his star meter is higher on IMDb than Tom Cruise.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Cruise, he's known as a wacko. Mike Myers is a recluse and has avoided the paparazzi.
Yeah. We also had the young boy who played teen Austin.
Yes.
And then a baby Austin as well.
Yes.
So those
and
are
also
the four
Davey Skates.
And Davey Skates has played Austin. So
Warner Brothers Movie World, Hollywood on the Gold Coast.
So there
in
have
Australia.
Been five performers
five
in history.
Actors.
If I could think of a perfect sixth, it's got to be Jamie Foxx.
Yes, and if there were a lucky number 11, Josh Hartnett.
Oh, my God. You're... Yep. Okay, but let's focus on Jamie Foxx.
Yes.
Because this guy is, first of all, he's a comedian.
First of all, he is a comedian.
Yeah.
I find him fascinating as a comedian. Do you know there's the reason he's called Jamie Foxx, that's not his real name.
Ooh.
The reason he called himself Jamie Foxx is because it was genderly ambiguous.
Mm-hmm.
So he knew that female acts would get put on earlier in the night.
On sign-up night.
On sign-up night. So he would pose as a female act. He'd go in full Mrs. Doubtfire drag.
Yeah.
No, he wouldn't do that, but he would get called early on the night because they would think he's a woman, and that way he could go out and do other
gigs.
And
then he'd get up and slay. Yeah. Now, let me just say, that is, we have our own version of that in Australia.
Yes.
During Tropfest a number of years ago, when Paul Fenwick...
Yes,
famously directed a film under a female's name and won and then got up and received the award as himself.
Yeah.
Many people said it was an abuse of the patriarchy.
And others said it was courageous.
Where do you land?
Probably on the abuse of the patriarchy side. I'd say that's pretty unfair.
Where do you land on Jamie Foxx's...
I think it's ballsy.
Manipulation.
I think it's ballsy because also people have always assumed I'm a woman from my name.
Right.
Alexi Toliopoulos.
Toliopoulos, classic feminine.
Classic female name. Yeah. Alexi's a female name.
Alexi Sale.
Yeah, famous female comedian. And I remember whenever my name would appear on roles, they would assume that I'm a woman or a girl at the time.
Yeah,
and,
not quite a woman yet. But not a girl, not yet a woman.
I remember when my auntie took me to her Christmas party for work, and Santa Claus came out and gave all the children's presents, and the girls would receive. They received a Barbie doll that came with a killer whale orca, and she was a marine biologist Barbie, and it was a very cool toy. The guys just got some car, and I received the girls' presents, and they were like, "We'll fix it up." And I was like, "No need, this is better."
You got that cool orca?
Yes, and I've been gender fluid ever since.
Yeah. I'm actually spilling a bit of gender fluid right now.
Okay, very groovy.
Now, I think that's a great bit of mythology for Jamie Foxx. So
I think it's cool.
The guy's ballsy. The guy's dangerous. He's edgy. Pop some glasses on him.
Yes.
And let's see how shaggy he can get. I could picture him being a kind of outrageous, intense Austin Powers. Maybe it's like he's a son. Austin Powers' son. So it's Austin Powers Jr.
Austin Powers Jr., great. And they just call him Junior or Uncle Junior.
Yeah.
If they call him Uncle June, that'd be awesome.
All right. Okay. Is there any other Mike Myers moments in Baby Driver? I feel like that's kind of where it ends. But it's
a long sequence.
Yeah.
And it's surprisingly long. And I think it is Edgar Wright, one of the great voices in modern comedy.
Yeah.
Honoring one of the great all-time voices of comedy. Austin Powers' British accent. And I think that's very exciting because it is further proof that it is the year of the Mike Myers comeback.
That's so true. And again, I want to come on a few bats of my own.
Okay, and once more, if I wanted my comeback, well, we'd have to go on a little trip to Newcastle for it.
We have to head down the F3. And by the way, I've F3 broad since I got here.
Okay. We're very dangerous tonight.
Yeah, we're being pretty edgy.
It is midnight. Yeah, it's midnight right now on a Sunday. It's well past midnight. We've gone loopy. We just watched the movie.
Yeah, we're feeling good. Okay, now this is the thing I wanted to throw out there. Mm-hmm. Now we're seeing it's 20 years since Austin Powers came out.
Yes. This year.
This year is the 20th year since we saw that character for the first time dance onto our screens.
Yes.
And we are now seeing him paid homage to in action movies.
In a major motion picture. 20 years
later. Now, when, I guess I'm wondering, are we going to start seeing some homages to some of comedy's other great and iconic characters?
To me, there's a prophecy in comedy.
Okay.
I'll say it right now. I think there's a prophecy. I think once in a generation, once in every decade, there is one truly iconic comedy character.
One voice that the generation and the decade clings to as this is our comedy voice.
And they will imitate it first for the last of sincerity. Then it will evolve into irony.
Mm-hmm.
I think Austin Powers is the truest of.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This. He's the truest. He's the first. I mean, there's not the first. There's others that came before him.
Sure.
But he's a singular one that's most important.
Now, what you're saying is that when Austin Powers came out, it was an instant phenomenon. People did impressions of it straight away.
Not unlike Jesus.
Yeah. Jesus Christ, maybe one of the first great comedy characters.
The guy was funny as fuck.
And had a lot of imitators.
Yes.
Early on, people were doing impressions of Austin Powers. And then after a little while, the nature of those impressions swung into kind of ironic,
yes,
mean,
yeah,
impressions where they were saying Groovy Baby and Shagadelic in a way that was making fun of the character. But now, 20 years later, it has swung all the way back around to genuine love again.
To genuine love. A big movie just did it. And Jamie Foxx, known for playing Electro, one of the most serious characters in films, did it with a straight face.
So when are we going to see, and first of all, who are some other great iconic?
Well, I would say the next one in line in the lineage of the messiahs of comedy, great comedy characters, is probably Borat. The ties between Borat and Austin Powers, Mike Myers, Sacha Baron Cohen, it is fucking deniable.
Well, okay, so Austin Powers is the 90s great classic.
Yes,
great classic
but character. I would say as well, there are some early signs of their lineage together. At the start of the decade, Mike Myers had the great comic character Wayne Campbell, who I think he's part of the lineage, but he's not the true messiah.
Okay, yeah.
Because he never reached the ironic phase.
No.
He was instantly recognizable, instantly imitatable, and he was imitated by many, many people, but he was truly beloved. There was never a moment of irony to it.
Yep.
I would say The same thing happened to Sacha Baron Cohen. He's got Borat, instantly imitatable, became ironic. Earlier on in the decade, Ali G. Ali G. Never once has anyone said Booyakasha ironically. Never once, you know.
I often say respect still.
Yeah,
respect. In a genuine way. Yeah. I say respect.
I just, hey, this guy gets a lot of respect. That's what I say.
Yeah. I learned a lot about 69ing from Ali G. Yes. Like
I learned a lot. My sex ed was hosted by Ali G. We had a tape in our high school.
Yeah, it was the best. But you're right. Borat was another one who people loved straight away. And then they started ironically doing impressions of him. My wife was like the big catchphrase of every podcast forever.
My wife.
But now we're coming back around and people are just honestly saying this movie is a work of genius.
Borat was nominated for Best Adapted Screenplay at the Academy Awards that year.
Wow. Well, who comes before Mike then? So if Mike's the 90s, who would be the... How far back can we go?
We can probably go back to Jesus. We can draw the line all the way back.
Okay, so who would be the 80s?
I would say the 80s. Who is it, that iconic character that was often imitated for everybody and then ironically imitated? I gotta say, Croc Dundee.
Oh,
Mick
yes.
Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think absolutely
that
he is.
That is the he was the character that everyone started trying to merge the adventurer.
Mm. Also nominated for Oscar, that screenplay.
Really?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, Mike that didn't get that. He should have.
But Mike could still get that.
Yeah, hopefully he gets an Oscar.
Future Gong Show movie.
Gong Show the movie or Lifetime Achievement Award. Maybe that's what's in the works.
That's probably what's going to happen.
Yeah, not unlike one of the early ones, The Little Tramp. Charles Chaplin actually did get a Lifetime Achievement Award at the Oscars.
Yeah, I mean, The Little Tramp is definitely one of those characters.
I would say so. 70s, who would it be?
Look, I'm going to say, oh God, there's so many.
We've got to go the lineage.
Yeah, well, I think so probably... Alvy Singer.
Alvy Singer. Hey, this is Alvy Singer.
No, that's not an impression.
No, but the guy says that in the movie. Oh. Hey, you believe that I'm here with the Alvy Singer? It's like, yes, I'm here with the cast of The Godfather.
The Nebbish.
Yes.
The Nebbish, Woody Allen.
Instantly imitatable. Do an imitation of him.
Do I make you horny, Soon Yi? Oh, no. Oh, no.
You know, instantly imitatable character. The lineage is there. 60s, probably The Party. Yep. Birdie Num Num.
Yep. Or Inspector Clouseau.
Mm.
Yes.
So. That could be the Wayne Campbell.
You really think? I think
it's the forerunner.
Okay. No, I think Clouseau is more famous than Guru Pitka from The Party.
They do Birdie Num Num a lot.
I guess
people say Birdie Num Num.
50s. Marlon Brando.
Marlon Brando. He came roaring in
on
that motorbike.
And he was
in
so
the wild
funny.
One.
Instantly so funny.
Where he's like, Stella.
Yeah, Stella's his classic line that everyone
really,
does.
Really, really funny.
And, hey, I could have been a contender.
Yeah, I could have been a Nintendo. I could have been a Nintendo.
Yeah.
That's funny.
That's
funny. And he's like, you know, he says that I could have been somebody.
Yeah.
I could have been a contender.
That's so funny.
The 40s, Hitler. I mean, everyone imitate him, make fun of him.
There are so many like precursors to Hitler, but like obviously Hitler comes out, he's the titular World War II.
Yeah.
And when I say titular...
I don't mean that Dracula, feminine Dracula.
Yeah, I don't know if you've seen the porno.
Yeah, it's funny though.
It's real hot and real
funny. It's scary as fuck as well.
It's fucking scary. Really, really scary. You'll fucking splooge yourself to death, I swear to God. Hitler comes up on stage, he's riffing, he's like doing all those bits.
He's doing those weird flailing arm things like Gallagher.
Yeah, he's doing all those fucking classic bits. Everyone's ripping him off. Yeah. Even the little tramp ripped him off.
Totally.
For a little bit.
The little tramp mocked him.
Yeah. The little tramp like goes, oh, maybe I'll cash in on this shit a little bit.
That'd be like insane. They did Austin Powers 4 and he says, groovy, very nice. My wife.
Yeah.
How much? Yuck smash.
That would piss me off so much.
If you were Borat.
Yeah, if I was Sasha.
Yeah.
30s.
Little Tramp.
Little Tramp.
Yeah.
For sure.
20s, also Little Tramp. Buster Keaton.
Too. Yeah. 10s, probably still...
probably still those guys.
And then turn of the century, that train.
Yeah, my God. When that train...
That train
burst through the screen and everyone thought they were going to fucking die. I mean, that's funny shit.
That was the first prank.
They were the Lumiere brothers were the original Jackass boys.
Yeah, you look... There's a direct lineage from the train pulling in a station that you can draw a direct line to Jackass 3D when those balls, those scrotums swing towards the camera. And when you are in the audience like, I'm going to get fucking scrotum in the face.
Turkey slapped, dude. I'm going to get turkey slapped up in here. But that's what we are. We are historians.
Yeah.
We are historians of comedy. We are the monks tracing this lineage of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Or the horny goats. Who knows? That's what we are doing. And I think right now, because there has been this micro-renaissance, there has been an honoring of the past. I think right now what the historians' jobs are, we look at the past to understand the present.
Yeah.
And the present that I want to open up this year is who is the next messiah of comedy?
Well, okay. Now, this is where I think it gets very interesting. And this is me putting on my historian hat. I'm taking off my mic check hat.
Mic check hat.
I'm putting on my historian
hat. Which actually is the same hat.
It's the same hat, but I've
but you just modded it out. Yeah, you just took it off for a minute.
I put a tassel on. I took it off to put a tassel on.
So you look like you've graduated from university.
And then I put it back on.
Yeah.
And
you threw it up in the air. And it landed on your head.
Landed
again.
On my head, and I've left it where it lay.
Yeah.
Now, we are in a time where the internet and streaming are separate entertainment and a new form of entertainment compared to cinema. So we may get a cinematic messiah, but we'll also get some concurrent internet messiahs and some streaming messiahs.
Okay, now, you're talking about digital content messiahs.
Digital content messiahs that are still of the same level of influence and importance. And can I posit who I think the original digital comedy messiah is of our generation? Meat Spin. I think it's Meat
Instantly
Spin.
Instantly recognizable, imitatable. Yeah. You spin me right round, baby, right round. If you don't know what Meat Spin is, go on meatspin.org.
Yeah, you'll just...
You'll see it.
Thank us later.
Thank us later. I mean, I've done an impression of Meat Spin.
Yeah, of course.
Everyone's done it.
You do it... At first you go, can I do that? And you spin your meat.
Did I do that?
And then later on
there has been there has been TV ones. Did I do that? What you're talking about, Williams? These guys are definitely the TV messiahs of character comedy. Instantly imitatable, make fun of them and shit like
David
that.
David Brent. That's a real one.
He does an Austin Powers impression.
Yeah, he does.
And it's really funny.
Well, then who do you think would be a current comedy messiah?
Well, in
character.
The
comedy character messiah.
Well, in this day and age, in this day and age with the internet where everything is moving so goddamn fast. I mean, I feel like we get 40 years of news in 1 second these days.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a bit for my stand-up, so we'll just, we'll leave that away.
Yeah, I thought I knew that bit.
Yeah, yeah. It's one of my BY talk about millennials.
You're normally pacing when you do it. That's why I didn't recognize it right away.
Yeah, you didn't recognize it straight away. I usually take a big gulp of water afterwards to really let it lay in and think about what I'm going to say next. But there is I think we have already seen a fast turnaround.
Mm.
And this is something I think the true messiah is of this comedy generation. Okay. There's a few, but I think the real one...
Can you just step through who you think the few are?
The few
so
are.
So I get a taster of where you're
taste
going.
Is probably, I would say, the Wolfpack Boys.
Oh, yeah, Zach Galifianakis
as Alan.
As Alan Wolfpack.
As Alan Wolfpack from the movie The Hangover, The Hangover Part 2, and the third movie in the trilogy, The Hangover Part 3. I think that's one. Probably Ed Helms.
Yeah. What about
he's funny, Ed
what
Helms.
About Anchorman?
Anchorman too late. That's a precursor. That was one of the guys when you're thinking about who's it gonna be and it turned out to be Borat.
Okay, all right.
So it doesn't fucking count.
What about Napoleon Dynamite?
That is the same generation as Borat.
He's come a pre runner than that. I'm a bit lost.
I think we've had a dearth of it. I think there's not been that many.
Hmm.
You know, who could it be? Probably, you know, Slimer from the new Ghostbusters movie. You know?
What about Melissa McCarthy?
Melissa McCarthy, the what character from Bridesmaids?
Bridesmaids, yeah.
Yeah, but what's a line that she says?
I'm going to shit myself.
I guess that is one of her lines from that movie. But it's, I would say the two, none other than the Merc with the Mouth.
Oh my God.
Deadpool, dude. Yes. Deadpool.
Of course.
I reckon it's Deadpool. Deadpool. The guy's funny as shit.
The fucking funniest comedian
going today is Deadpool. Around,
yeah.
And he's instantly imitatable.
Instantly. You like, go, we all know his lines.
Chimichangas.
Yeah.
What's up, Chimichangas?
Yeah, can I get some freaking Chimichangas over here?
Can I get a freaking serving of Chimichangas, please?
Excuse me, do you just a little Chimichangas?
Yeah, yes.
Well, I'll have a whole serving. Thank one you so much. Serving.
Well, he doesn't say thank you. He's quite rude.
What does he say?
He'd be like, thanks. I'll eat these Chimichangas myself.
Thanks, honey.
Yes.
He'd be sarcastic about it. Like, totally. It would be a guy behind the counter and be like, hey, babe, can I get a Chimichanga or what?
And then he'd look at the camera and go, is this guy really talking to me like this? I'm trying to get a fucking serve of Chimichangas over here. Back into the scene. Let's get into this. Yeah, I want Chimichangas.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So you think Deadpool is the most iconic
I think
comedy
so.
Character of our generation?
Because people are already making fun of him. Not unlike this podcast is right now.
Now, can I ask you a personal question? You're a comedy nerd. You're a comedian.
Yeah, I'm a historian, not a nerd.
Yeah,
a nerd historian. Is someone who does it for fun. I take no pleasure in this.
What did you think of Deadpool's special?
Really funny shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, the way he talks, the way he walks along that stage, it's really cool stuff.
He struts out on the stage. He's got three guns. He goes, he shoots every cunt in the audience, and they all die like from direct hits to the head.
Yeah,
and then
not unlike Austin Powers, Austin kill
Powers
move
style, and direct then the camera, kill shot. The camera looks through like a wound at Deadpool on the stage, and he does his opening joke. He's like, "Hey, I knew tonight was gonna be a fucking blast, but I didn't. No one told me it was gonna be this much of a fucking blast." Tell me, can I get a fucking Chimichanga or what?
And then it goes through and the camera goes through another head. I mean, very visual flourish for a special. Yeah. Usually it's just one camera, you know, filming him. And it goes through another one. And he looks into this directly into the screen. He's like, did you miss me? Looks like I didn't miss any of you.
Yeah, that's so good.
Really, really
that's
cool.
That's so good. And then it's just an hour of like jokes, really. Like just some story stuff, some personal stuff. Yeah, it's cool, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's funny, mainly.
He burns Trump, but he's like, not as bad as I got burned.
And then he shows his scrotum head.
His fucked head. Which, can I just say, it looks like an avocado fucked another avocado.
That is not as funny as something Deadpool would say, but maybe a lower comedian like TJ Miller would riff that line.
Yeah, okay, I get it. So you think maybe in like 20 years... we'll start seeing Deadpool honored.
Deadpool and Borat honored.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait for Borat to get honored.
How do you think it'll happen?
Well, I think it's going to be in a serious drama.
Okay.
I think it's going to be, you know, in a movie like The Cider House Rules or something where all these little boys are going to sleep.
Can I just say also, I think The Cider House Rules.
come on. That's a cruel review. Don't talk about Delroy Lindo's movies like that. I think it'll be a scene where there's all these orphan boys about to fall asleep and then an old man comes in, perhaps played by Jamie Foxx, someone who's very good at honouring these people.
Electro.
Electro. Yeah? Yeah, okay, he comes in as Electro and he's like, good night, you princes of Maine, you kings of New England, and have a very nice sleep.
And do they laugh or do they just, are they just
They just content? Cross themselves. Yeah. You know, one for Mike, one for...
Do they go spectacles, testicles, wallet, and watch?
Yes. I mean, that's another sign. That's what Mike taught us. Yeah. Spectacles, testicles, wallet, and watch.
Which I still do to this day when I'm leaving the house.
Yeah, and you spend a little too much time on the last, on one of the last couple.
On the second one?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got to check them.
Yeah, I spend too much time on my wallet. Well, I'm just frugal.
All right, that's nice. How do you think Deadpool will be honored?
Probably Chimichangas. Probably going to be a scene where they like shoot a Chimichangas out into space, or it's like the first thing they eat on Mars is like, hey, here's, well, Chimichangas, that's all we got here. Well, here's to Deadpool.
Oh, Oh, I can only dream. And do you think we'll feel as excited about that as we did today with
Honestly,
the Baby Driver?
No. I mean, unless we have a, you know, a Ryan Reynolds podcast by then, which would, what would it even be called?
Ryan, oh fuck.
Yeah, see, we can't even come up with a name for it. What about Ryan's sealed delivered on, I'm Deadpool?
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's perfect. Yeah. I can't think of a better one. So that would probably be
Ryan Seal delivered. I'm Deadpool. Give me some fucking chimichangas.
Yeah, and we don't have a Borat podcast, so I don't think we will feel as excited about it. But we felt pretty great.
It was thrilling.
Yeah,
easily the best thing about Baby Driver. Really? I would honestly, this is me not trying to be a goof right now. Mm-hmm. This is me as
sincere.
I'm taking my mic check hat off, putting my film critic hat on. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's a fedora. Yes, it's got a little pad in it that says press on it.
Yes, it's wet for some reason.
Yes, I did puke in it during the movie. And I've got a little notepad out and a little pen. And I'm going to say, honestly, to God's. It was the best thing about Baby Driver was this scene.
Yeah.
It made me laugh. It made me cry. And God help it. It made me hurl.
Made you hurl in that fedora.
Yeah, exactly. And that is why I hurled.
Oh, wow.
Because I thought Mike had been fucking killed.
Yeah.
That was a normal reaction.
Yeah.
If you think your hero was murdered off screen, you're going to puke in your fedodo.
Well, I'm thrilled. I had a great time with that scene. I thought it was actually very sweet of Edgar Wright to do that for Mike.
I wonder what Mike feels. Has Mike seen the movie?
We haven't heard anything.
We'll have to ask Tommy Maitland on Twitter.
Yeah, I hope he replies one of these days.
Yeah, or retweets us.
Yeah, one of our multitude of tweets that we've sent to him. But yeah, I think it was very sweet. It was honorable. And also, you're right in that it showed that we are finally in an age where Mike is being respected unironically.
Mm.
And I feel that we as historians and all the wonderful people here in Mike Czech Republic.
Yeah. Well, it's just us two.
Just the two of us. Yeah. But we are. It is an open door policy.
Yeah. You can come
over. You can come and chill and live in this micronation. Mm. We're honestly a big part of that.
Yeah.
I sound like I'm being sarcastic, but I genuinely believe that we have helped bring Mike into 2017.
I think so.
And I can't, maybe I'm spending
so
too much time
us.
Here, but I'm proud of both of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you guys
too. I'm proud of
when I'm saying you
babies.
Guys, I'm talking about Deadpool, Borat, Charlie Chaplin,
Hitler. And that fucking train, dude.
Yeah, dude. Come on, dude. I want to run a train on that train.
You know what I reckon would be sick? If we did a reboot of the train pulling in the station.
And but the train pulling out.
The train pulls out for fuck's sake. Because it's, you know, you got
to be safe. 2017.
Yeah. But how about if it pulls in the station, but it knocks over a chimichanga stand. And then Deadpool sticks his head out of the fucking caboose and he goes, are you kidding me with this shit?
Oh, boy.
That's funny, man.
That's awesome. I love Deadpool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the funniest.
He's funny, but he's also cool.
Yeah,
and he's actually sexy as well, not unlike Austin.
Yeah, he's sexy,
funny, sexy
and
cool.
Funny and cool. Mm. He ticks all the boxes, really.
And that's all that you need. It's like the movie Kundun. Have you seen Kundun?
Is that the Scorsese?
Yeah, the Scorsese flick Kundun. Mm. I mean, it's not funny. You probably won't like it. But they're basically trying to see who the reincarnation of the Dalai Lama is. And they show them like photos and stuff of like which one is you, which is your toy of all this. To find out who the next in the lineage of great comedy characters is, much more simple. Are they funny? Are they sexy? Are they cool? If
and
it ticks
had
all
some
of them.
Close calls.
Yes.
Like, I honestly, for a moment, I thought the Dirty Grandpa was going to be it.
I know, but unfortunately, he ticked none of the boxes.
Yeah.
He just didn't tick any of those boxes. But if you look at it, Zoolander.
Yeah.
Sure, he's funny.
Yeah.
He's sexy.
Sexy, that rig.
Yes, but he's not cool.
No, he's not cool.
He's fairly uncool in that movie.
Yeah, he's a bit of a dweeb.
Yes, I would say so. I would, you know, look at someone like Electro.
Yeah.
Sexy, yes. Yeah. Cool, Didn't get a laugh out of me. Not funny.
No. Now, hang on. Is that Electro the titular character from The Amazing Spider-Man 2, The Rise of Electro?
Yes. Not talking about the genre of music.
Okay. Oh, sorry. When I say... I just need to confirm. When I say titular, I do not mean the sexy porn vampire with tits for fangs who can only be killed by being fucked in her heart.
By Van Humpling.
By Van Humpling, yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't mean that. No, meant that.
No. Okay, I just wanted to confirm that, yeah.
Great. God, I want to see that movie again, titular. Yeah, we really did it, guys. We brought Mike back.
We really did it. And that one scene in Baby Driver is proof that we are in the beginning of an age of acceptance. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's only a matter of time until we start seeing characters like Guru Maurice Pitka being honored in such a way.
Well, actually, Guru Maurice Pitka falls on the same category as Bruno.
All right, yeah.
Corruption.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so yeah. We won't see that shit.
That's a shame. Well, look, thank you so much.
We're not going to fucking see that shit happen. We're not going to see it fucking happen, okay?
All right. I guess I have hope for people. Like, I hope that one day we'll get to see Grimsby up there.
Oh,
on the
God, Grimsby. Again. Grimsby is actually the Lieutenant Ed Fennec of Sacha Baron Cohen's Prophecy.
One of his best performances that has been pretty unheralded.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, ladies and gentlemen, horny babies, members of the Mike Check Republic,
go out and see Baby Driver.
See Baby Driver. Spread the word. Spread the word of Mike.
Mm. And when you're at the ticketing office asking for your ticket, don't say one for Baby Driver. Don't say two for Baby Driver. Say one or two, depending on how many people is in your party, and say for the new Austin Powers flick.
Yeah, because at this point, this is the closest thing we've got.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the closest we've gotten to Austin Powers 4. Who knows, maybe by the end of the year, the murmurs will become rumors, and the rumors may become tumors, and Austin Powers 4 will be upon us. And I can't wait. I hope it does.
I hope so, too.
On our terms, like we said at the start of the podcast.
I refuse to not be part of the creative process.
Exactly.
And you know who I think would be a good villain for Austin Powers 4?
Don't you dare say Electro.
Electro.
I was going to say titular. Oh. If it's Austin versus titular, that will work.
Okay, I reckon Electro could work.
Fuck yeah, bros.
Yeah, but titular, you know.
She's out. Tragically, we did lose titular. She did turn to dust after humbling.
She got fucked in the heart.
Fucked her in the heart, dude.
So tragically, she's not with us.
We did
anymore.
Lose titular. Which does suck, honestly.
And so did she.
She, a famous famous line was, "I want to suck your cum." And unfortunately, we did lose the great titular. Yeah. She will be in the in memoriam for Mike Check when we put together that flashing montage of all the heroes we did lose.
Yeah, but Electro is still with us, so
thank goodness.
So we could so see Deadpool. Electro in Austin Powers 4.
So is Deadpool.
Yeah,
so.
Deadpool's still around.
Guys, thank you so much for joining us on another thrilling episode of Mike Check, our history edition.
Yeah.
Where we went through the history that led us up to this point of Mike's big comeback.
Yeah, and, and I'm just going to leave that there.
Yeah, so we'll leave you a little taster. Yeah. If you want to see us live, we are presenting a screening of the movie that was most famously honored in that scene from Baby Driver, Austin Powers.
International Man of Mystery.
Yes, the first movie and perhaps the most shagadelic movie of the Austin Powers film franchise.
Absolutely. Now, we're doing that on August 16th.
Yes, Wednesday night, August 16th at the Golden Age Cinema in Surry Hills, Sydney. Tickets are available in the show notes. Snatch them up soon because they will sell out. I've got a good feeling about it.
Apologies to anyone who's not in Sydney who can't make it to the screening, but if you'd like us to screen it in your hometown, tweet at us or ask us on Facebook and help us organize it because we would love to do that.
That would be really cool,
That would be really fun. And you know what? If you're from overseas, as I know a bunch of you are, judging by our new follows on Facebook, fly us to the UK and to Canada.
And also let Mike know.
Yeah.
If you know Mike Myers, just tell him to do our podcast.
Yeah, tell him to come on here and just chat a little bit.
It'll be very casual, I'm sure. I'm sure he won't freak out.
No, I won't freak out. I wonder if he thinks about Deadpool. Well, let's save it for when he's
We'll save it. We'll have to have some questions to ask him. You can chat to us on Twitter at This Is Alexi for me, at I Am Cameron James for Cameron. You can chat to us both at Mic Check Pod. Mm-hmm. And we're also on Facebook at the Facebook website. Yes.
The Facebook.com / probably Mic Check or something like that.
Yes, probably. Yeah.
Have a blast. Come over and have a chat to us. Also, if you would like to swing on over to iTunes and leave us a little 5-star review, we would be so grateful for that. It would be very shagadelic. While you're there, you could leave us a request for a specific actor-based spin-off podcast that we may do for you.
This comes from Jack Cox from the UK, the titular UK that we're just talking about. Jack Cox, thank you so much for sending us this. He says, love the podcast. And he suggests Stand Stallone, where you see if the work of Sly holds up and not the raccoon.
Oh, I like that.
I really like that. And that is something similar to something we may have in the works for later on.
Yes, that's very... Yeah, that's interesting.
Yes.
You're tapping into the same vein as us. And yes, it is the main vein.
Yes.
Thanks for listening, Jack. And please, just do yourself a huge favor and fly us to the UK to screen Austin Powers for you. That would be very fun for you.
Really,
and we
cool.
would get a real blast out of it.
We so would.
Yeah, please do. We'd love that.
Not unlike, to quote Deadpool's joke from his special. Thanks for joining us, and blessed be. And remember, also text into us or whatever, message us about who you think the next prophet is of the Messiah of comedy.
Please do. It could even be us.
Well, I wouldn't. I'm just a you know, an acolyte, a disciple, if you will, one of the 12 disciples.
I'm actually, I have a big announcement.
You're
to
in
make.
The running.
I am in the running because, as it turns out, I'm doing Splendor in the Grass this week. So if you're going on Splendor, come to the comedy stage on Thursday night and Sunday night. I'm hosting
party
on Sunday
on.
Night and party on, because guess what? I am doing it in character. Thursday
as
night,
Cameron
I'm doing
James,
it as
Cameron James, the host of Mic Check.
But that character, this Cameron James character, loves to say horny. Yep. So I think maybe I am in the running.
And I am hosting Green Lights Comedy Nights on the 28th of July.
And what character are you doing?
I'm playing Nick O'Malion.
Wow,
Nick O'Malion's
exciting.
Playing Alexi Toliopoulos. We're hosting it together, trying something out.
Yeah.
And you can catch me there. And also headlining is Dave Eastgate, one of the heroes of this podcast.
Who we've also played Mike Myers.
He did play Mike Myers. We've also got Zoe Coombs-Ma and Aaron Chen on. It's going to be a huge night of comedy. Only $10, 8 p.m. at the Gaelic Club in Surry Hills, Sydney.
$10? That's cheaper than a pinger.
Okay. I guess it is. Blessed be, horny babies.
Blessed be. It's my check. It's my check. The podcast about Mike Myers.
And we're clear. Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like, worry the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com